Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Kim's. Ooh, aku macam nervous pula. Okay, but I'm going to try my best to speak full English. Okay, at least like majority of the time I'll be trying to speak English. Hopefully I can, but confirm cannot lah eh. Okay, I've always wanted to talk about this topic in detail, so let's get to it. Definition of a friend. How do you define a friend? You see, according to dictionary.com, it's a person attached to another by feelings or affection or personal regard. A person who is on good terms with another. A person who is not hostile. A person who gives assistance, patron, supporter, whatever you call it. But what is your definition of a friend? You know, based on my 20 plus years living on this earth, my circle of friends became smaller as I age. In fact, friendship becomes so meaningful depending on what you and your friends went through. Okay, macam-macam, if you've been friends since young, confirm you will like go through a lot. Like literally there's so much struggles, there's so much conflicts, personal things that involves your emotions, your views, your opinions, that kind of conflict. There's also many different kinds of friends. I've met many different kinds of friends, and like those that only contacted you whenever they're in need of something, or those that secretly wanted to watch you fall. But in my world, the most typical is those yang backbiting others, yang ngumpat. I mean, we're all humans, dan sebagai manusia, aku tahu yang kita ni tak sempurna mana. In fact, aku tak kisah. I don't mind if my friends backbiting me, honestly, because right, there are flaws in humans. I mean, you've got to accept your friend baik buruk, all the good and the bad, because in reality, you yourself do make mistakes too. You yourself have your own flaws. But have you thought about it? So to me, it's normal. It's normal to me. Whenever I fought with my friends, I would usually give in. Because I value my friendship more than just a matter that could be solved easily. But of course, there are limits now. There are times whereby I just realize if I keep giving in to someone, sampai bila manusia ni, kawan aku yang ini, dia takkan sedar. Dia takkan realize, you know? That person won't realize the importance of what I'm doing for him or her. But what about you? What about you guys? Aku kan, ada tau kawan yang cemburu. She envies people's success, but she's not a bad friend at all. I mean, well, she envies, but only because she's trying so hard, yet she couldn't have it yet. Apa yet? Aku tak habis-habis yet. Okay. And aku sebagai kawan, aku akan selalu cakap direct kat dia. Aku selalu cakap dengan dia, aku harap aku dapat, I mean like, aku harap kau dapat apa yang kau nak. You just need to work on to it. Like, don't give up. Don't give up. Aku selalu cakap gitu dekat dia. I mean like, real friends fight. I have fought with my friends. Literally all, almost all. Kita literally maki each other face to face. But after fighting, we realize our differences. And that's where we set boundaries. We respect each other's limits. We learn about one another, and we grow into a better friend to our friends lah. I mean like, kalau kau tak pernah gaduh dengan member kau, it's either you already know your friend's limit or kau bukan betul-betul consider kawan, Or am I talking about sahabat? Kawan-kawan yang paling aku sayang, semua aku pernah gaduh dengan diorang. Ada yang makin rapat lepas gaduh, ada yang still kawan, tapi since kita dah tahu limit adalah, I mean we know our limits, we're still friends, we're still close, but we know where we shouldn't go. Dan ada putus sebab ego. Dua-dua tak nak mengalah. Dua-dua pentingkan perasaan sendiri. And in my case, those that I cut off is because macam aku cakap, aku selalu give in and then they don't realize that. They think what they are doing is right. Apa yang diorang buat tu semua tu, tak pernah sesaat pun diorang fikir apa perasaan aku. Macam mana kalau diorang ada kat situasi aku, diorang tak pernah fikir gitu. What's my definition of a friend? To me, a friend is someone that I have faith with, that I confide to, you know. You don't need to meet that friend all the time. Both parties have their own responsibilities. You know your responsibilities. Responsibility comes first. You must know your priorities, of course. And even when you meet after months, you don't feel awkward. Like, as I grow up, adulting is very hard. You have to balance your work, your family. And I'm sure everyone have, like, even though our circle of friends is small, you know, you have that kawan yang tercampak sana, tercampak sini. It's like friends don't really come in groups anymore. It's like scattered all over. And like you're trying to set your priorities, you trying to make sure that everyone have their own share of time that you spend time with. I mean, a friend to me is when he or she could define me. Define pula. I mean, could defend me in both my absence and presence. Aku nak serious tapi kan, bila mula aku dah tersasul, aku terus macam nak ketawa gitu. And a friend to me is when he or she will pull me to the side instead of tegur me depan semua orang. He or she will pull me to the side to talk to me, to correct my behavior, my attitude, my action, and apa je lah. Macam tegur aku, tegur aku mana yang salah. Padahal aku itulah kawan, bukan nak tegur depan orang ramai. Kau faham tak, ada orang macam bila tegur depan orang ramai kan, it's like you are trying to bring your friend down. You're trying to bring your friend down. That's what I've always thought lah. I mean, I've never done it before. I mean, there are people who yang dah buat aku macam gitulah. But like, to them it's like tak ada apa-apa. But to me it's like it's bringing another person down. So whenever aku nak kena tegur orang, aku selalu macam tarik ke tepi. Atau bila orang semua dah tak ada, baru aku tegur. Aku cakap, apa yang kau buat ni kan salah tau. Aku bukan nak cakap apa, orang berbual pasal kau tahu tak. That kind of thing. That's me. Aku jenis macam itu. And to me, friend is when they are willing to be there for you physically or virtually. Even though they are supposed to be sleeping and had to rush in the morning for a meeting, that's real friendship to me. Dan kalau korang pernah rasa macam kawan korang tu musuh dalam selimut, aku tak nak korang buat penilaian lah macam gitu cepat-cepat. Aku tak nak korang tergesa-gesa. Cuba korang fikir balik. Bila kau susah, kawan kau ni yang kau cakap musuh dan selimut, ada tak dekat sisi kau bila kau susah? Bila kau perlukan seseorang, kawan kau ni ada tak dekat sebelah kau
dengar rintihan kau. Bila kau terdesak, kawan-kawan ni, dia hulurkan bantuan tanpa ragu-ragu tak? Atau dia terus matikan diri? Fikirkan balik penilaian kau tentang persahabatan. And like I said, no one is perfect. No human being is perfect. Especially in our era. You've just got to weigh them, the pros and cons. Now my question to you, what is your definition of a friend? Renung-renungkan. And I see you in the next episode of Kims. If you have any ideas for me to talk about, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram @kenaribasil. Bye guys.